Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
I said, give me a hell yeah!
Hey, this is Zayda Zay.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Talent is not sexually transmitted.
You need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks.
Hey, everyone, this is Jeff Cobb.
I'm Lewis Howley. I'm Sam Spoker. We are Pretty Deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Hello, my name is Zina Dragunov, the star, the NXT UK champion, and you're listening to the Wrestling Podcast.
You are watching and listening to the longest-running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stan C, Ro Moran, and Chino Liao coming to you for another weekly live stream. And, you know, some things are just really bigger than wrestling. So we have to, of course, acknowledge the fact that we're all wearing shades of pink for tonight. And a lot of our Facebook feeds, at least in our respective echo chambers, are also very pink. So I'm going to take this time to encourage everybody to please register to vote if you haven't yet. If you can find the time, please go and register. You have until the end of the month to register to vote and be part of the 2022 elections as a voter.
Chino brought this up on his Twitter account like a while back. But you can encourage people to register to vote. But if they vote for the wrong person, medyo wasted yun, di ba?
Sure. So,
no, he was wish. No, don't get me wrong, you guys. I like as much as anybody else. Syempre, we want, natin manalo, diba? I want the people we want to win to win. But then at the same time, it's very important to consider to even just register to vote. Because, diba, may silent majority na tinatawag. I don't really want to get political here.
You know, the fact that you're wearing pink is already political. Is still Let's boring. Just embrace it, bro. Let's just embrace
no,
it.
No, I mean, I just no. Hindi ako magputang ina yan ng gagawa. Makibaka, let's go, Lenny. No, man, come on. Hindi. Gusto ko lang sabihin, it's better to be registered than to be not registered, right. Diba? It's like, don't say na huwag kayo register kayo, pero huwag mabot yung bombo. No? Register, man, because at least then you have a voice, diba? Yun yung nawala sa atin nung nanalo yung administration, eh, diba? That's why people are stepping up right now.
Yeah, so go ahead and go check out iregistro.comelec.gov.ph. That's the first place you can go to. Or go check out votepilipinas.com. They've got all the documents you'll need over there. You'll be taken care of them, and more or less. You have until the end of the month. Registration ends October 31st. All right. So now that we're all dripped in pink tonight, we got to process our feelings about the WWE draft. That's what's on our plate. And we're going to do things differently again. It's very similar to what we did post-SummerSlam. Now, winners and losers yung gagawin natin for this week. But before we get into our winners and losers list, we got to let you know about a couple of ways you can support the podcast. And one of them is by being a patron of the Wrestling Podcast.
All right, guys. So, malapit na ang susunod na pay-per-view. In a couple of weeks, it will be Crown Jewel. And we're going to have a watch party, though not live because midnight yung airing ng Crown Jewel this year. And what we got to do there, if you want to join the watch party after work, is sign up for our Patreon. That's patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast. It is only 250 pesos a month. You get access to our Discord community. You get access to our exclusive review content, the watch parties, free merch, and all of that good stuff. Again, patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast.
And another way you can help out the pod and show your support is by getting yourself protected, particularly your devices. Syempre, magagawa natin yan through our friends over at NordVPN.
All right, guys, may special deals in NordVPN. So it's a thing because you are a listener of this podcast. You are a viewer of this podcast. When you sign up using our link, you get access to a cool deal, 2 years and 4 months for only $89. That's around 4,500 pesos in, you know, in our currency. And that is a huge, huge deal. So that amounts to $3, around $3 for all of, per month for all of that, for 2 years and 4 months. All you got to do is use our link, podlink.co/476, podlink.co/476. When you use that, you help us out and you protect yourself as well.
Yeah, and if you want to get Disney Plus and watch Shang-Chi by November, your NordVPN account will come in handy.
All right. Oh, yun pa. Tsaka Boss Waki, di kami game for midnight.
Wait a while.
Oh, Boss Waki, para masyadong masyadong late ng midnight para manood ng pay-per-view, even for us.
Well, Boss Waki, manood ka mag-isa. Yeah. Gawa na lang sa hindi mong account.
Okay, okay. Let's get to our list. WWE Draft, winners and losers. Overall, how do you think both brands did? Like, did one brand win more than the other?
Okay. Going on a kayfabe analysis, the brand that got Gable Stevenson won kasi siya yung biggest name ng draft eh. I mean, you can't draft Brock Lesnar, you can't draft Goldberg, so all you gotta do is draft the biggest name you could, right? And that was Gable Stevenson.
Pero draft and stash siya eh. Parang sa NBA, di ba? Parang European draft pick na you're not gonna get him now, you're probably gonna get him in a year.
You know,
no, but then it's still a draft is a draft. This guy, you gotta understand, he didn't have to spend time in NXT, right? So we don't really know what he can do in outside the professional wrestling ring, right? Other than maybe a few suplexes and whatnot. But we don't know what his character is. We don't know what his style is in the WWE, but right? We don't know anything about him other than the fact that he is an Olympic gold medalist from the Tokyo Olympics. So I'm a little dubious about how fast they drafted him, but then at the same time, if they really see something in him that is worth putting on the main roster that quickly.
Tsaka, sabi ni, ano, for a joke account, the creative WWE creative Twitter account made good sense in saying that look at what they did with Bad Bunny in a few months, diba? So imagine what they can do with at least a year with Gable Stevenson in the Performance Center, diba? Kaya yan. May foundation
kung,
naman siya.
Kung 1 year yun, edi may WWE draft na naman. Ano yun? Baka ma-snatch up naman siya ng SmackDown after 1 year, diba?
Kung kasali siya sa draft pool, I don't know.
Oh, diba? Baka mamaya, ano, hindi siya restricted free agent after his rookie deal. I don't know. What about SmackDown, though? Let's talk about SmackDown because I actually like how their roster looks after the draft. It's a very refreshed main event and upper mid-card scene. And I also like the tag teams that they've gotten from the draft.
Yeah, marami silang nakuha. And I think it's because they knew, well, as anyone should know, that SmackDown was really shallow since the firings of earlier this year, diba? So they loaded up on tag teams, they loaded up on mid-carders, and they also switched up their mid-card, upper mid-card and main event scene. So I'm all for that.
Yeah, SmackDown really needed the tag teams, man. And they got a healthy injection of tag teams. So at least now, we won't be seeing the same tired face-offs for the near future. At least, but now we get the Viking Raiders on there. The Cousins. Twins, the Garza Cousins. The Twins today. The Garza Cousins are on there as well. So I like the Garza Cousins. They're very exciting. So I can't wait to see what they do on SmackDown.
Yeah, but the New Day, Mansoor, and Mustafa Ali, they're all going to SmackDown. So that should be a fun tag team division. And I just hope that they all get time.
Yeah, the father and son team of Mansoor and Mustafa Ali.
And yeah, as Ricky points out, Shayna Baszler is now on SmackDown and so is Charlotte Flair. Your thoughts on this for the women's division?
They loaded it up on the women as well. They knew that they were super paper thin on the women heading into the draft. So It's good to see them actually plug their needs, diba? It's not just a vacuum, you know, it's not just a vacuum of making trades between SmackDown and Raw. Talagang nag-boost sila ng rosters by getting people from NXT. And I really like that about this year's draft because it shows that they are willing to plug the holes, if you will.
Ang gulo lang nung sa NXT because they drafted Hitro right away. I don't know if anybody saw that coming, but I did not expect all four of them to be drafted right away. Certainly not si B-Fab, not si Top Dollar. Probably si Swerve, but then again, you wouldn't break them up, diba? Because it wouldn't make sense. So it's a little, felt a little rushed for me to see them on SmackDown right away. And hopefully, they know what to do with Hitro once they're there.
Yeah, here's the hoping. I mean, with every NXT call-up that we've had on the main roster, the hope really is that they can sustain the momentum that they built for these superstars and whatever characters they've built up on television. As we get through this, we have to address the fact that Brock Lesnar is a free agent in WWE canon, which means that technically both brands win here. Ro, alam ko may insight ka about this one.
It's good because... the networks have been really iffy about who is on which brand, diba? They've been really a little anal about not having the other brand stars. So it's a good way for them to appease both sides by promising Brock Lesnar can appear anywhere he wants and, you know, have a big star for both brands. So okay, again, it's a good way for them to, you know, tread that fine line, if you will.
Tsaka certainly, yung panalo dito si Brock Lesnar. Kasi doble bayad niya eh.
Oo, diba?
Raw and SmackDown siya eh. So I'm pretty sure he's getting that back.
Right. So, okay, let's get to the list in terms of the individuals of yung mga winners and losers natin. And I want to start with Finn here. Because we were talking about Finn Balor last week and how the ending to Extreme Rules didn't really do him a solid. And now that he's drafted to Raw, I really think he might get lost in the shuffle here because it seems like it might be main roster Finn from a few years ago all over again.
I don't think so because they lost Drew. Lashley's still there. And then other than Lashley, parang wala nang ibang main eventer na tira. Like, other than Big E because obviously Big E's a champion, diba? Big E's looking for challengers, diba? I don't really think you can argue Kevin Owens as a main eventer right now.
AJ, Randy Orton.
Puede. But they've also been there a while and they haven't touched the title scene in a while, except for Randy Orton, who's played with it last month, diba? So I think there is space for Finn to do what he does and be recognized in the WWE championship scene. I think so, man.
My only fear with Finn is that he goes back to main roster Finn. Mawala yung edge niya completely. They bring back the demon so unnecessarily. And it's just, well, back to zero all over again. Sayang yung character development niya when he was in NXT, if that does happen.
Yeah, people in the comment section are rattling off other potential main eventers. I'm not sure if Rey Mysterio is on that level right now because of the way that he's being presented, but Seth and Edge, definitely on that level.
Oh, pala. May Seth and Edge nga pala. Yeah, but you know, right now they're feuding with each other, so that's gonna be there for a while. They just ported over that feud from SmackDown.
Yun nga eh. So they're gonna be bringing that to Raw, unless it actually ends at Crown Jewel or whenever they'll end their feud. Next up on the list, Drew McIntyre. I think he wins here, and we called it on the show, or specifically you, Ro, you called it on the show last week. Now he's going to SmackDown, and it looks like he's going back to the main event, and he's. Likely Roman Reigns' next challenger.
Yeah, sobrang gasgas na siya sa Raw. Like, he's been there since he returned to the main roster, diba? So it was really about time. Him and Lashley, actually, about time that, I don't know, they go to SmackDown, but Lashley didn't get to go as well. So it's a fresh look for Drew, who hasn't been on SmackDown in years. Drew and Roman was great last year, so I like they're going to have the chance to run it back again this year. That may even be the WrestleMania main event kung hindi matuloy si Rock next year, diba?
Wow.
Diba? No, yeah, I agree. I really like Drew and Roman from Survivor Series. So it's a little bit more exciting to realize that now they are going to face off and they actually have more time to hash out the story.
Bruce has a question here in the comment section. He asks, do you guys think Raw is too crowded?
It's easy to think that Raw is too crowded because they usually draft the more people, but you watch it every week and you do realize that they do have to fill in tatlong oras ang kailangan nila punuin, guys, and that's not easy, and it's especially more annoying when they use the same people over and over to fill in those 3 hours. So the more people they have on Raw to, you know, fill in the gaps and, you know, give some of the bigger stars someone to squash, the better it is. So the more bodies they got, even for SmackDown, more crowded means more better, you know, hole filling all across the card.
Ikaw, Chino, what do you think?
I think I'm with Ro here. I totally agree. Because first of all, 3 hours is 3 hours. Right. But secondly, I don't think Raw suffers from overcrowding. I think Raw suffers from time management.
Yeah.
It isn't able to capitalize on the people that it needs to capitalize on, or to use their guys properly and to spread them out evenly. Kasi kaya napapansin ng mga tao, bakit wala si ganito this week, nandun siya last week, diba? Kasi they aren't really able to consistently book a show. Diba? We've talked about this before. Na si Vince just likes to tear up scripts before the show starts, diba? So if that continues to happen, then mahihirapan talaga yung mga wrestlers mo, yung mga creatives mo.
Before this AEW thing war happened, you know what Raw like to do? They love to you know, double book their guys on the show. Yeah. Kasi they had 3 hours, diba? Lagi nilang binubuk sa umpisa, tapos bubuk na naman ulit sa dulo. Tapos, you just get tired of seeing those people because they didn't want to showcase their depth. So, I like it when they have more options to go with, especially when you need some bodies to, you know, eat pins and all that.
Right, right. Speaking of bodies, people are getting excited over Jeff Hardy on SmackDown. We'll talk about that in a bit, okay? But first, we got to take our first break of the show and tell you about a new offer from our friends over at Union Bank.
Yon! If you are looking for a new credit card, especially for your purchases on Lazada, you can use our new affiliate link for Union Bank to sign up for a new Union Bank Lazada credit card. It is podlink.co/LJ9. podlink.co/LJ9. And then when you do that, you will help us do what we do here on the podcast at no extra cost to you.
Speaking of Lazada, malapit ng 10-10, that's actually this weekend. So if you want to help out the podcast through your online shopping, here's our special affiliate link over on Lazada.
It is podlink.co/IAM. podlink.co/IAM. Letters IAM. Dali-daling tandaan, di ba? So when you use that on your mobile phone, you get taken to the app, you add to cart and check out, and what you buy will help us do what we do here in the podcast. Also at no extra cost to you.
And now a quick word from our other podcasts on Podcast Network Asia.
If you're a podcaster or plan to create your own podcast soon, we want to share with you a tool that we use to help monetize our podcasts. It's called Podmetrics.
You may have heard about it before, but let me tell you now, Podmetrics is a platform that allows you to have full control of how you monetize your podcast. You can collab with brands just like we do here on the Wrestling Podcast and choose between the many merchants that fit your podcast's audience. It also gives you tips and samples on how to execute your ads properly so you can maximize your earning potential.
Not just that, you can also track how many of your listeners you were able to convert and know how much you've earned in real time. Cashing out is also a breeze. So if you're a podcaster, make sure you sign up by clicking the link in the description of this podcast episode and use our referral code, Wrestling2XPod. That's Wrestling2XPod, so you can monetize your podcast too.
Are we live on Kumu na ba or wala?
No, we're not. Here we are just now. So we just got on, so we do not have anyone to shout out yet.
Okay, sige, mamaya konti. So, to everybody who's been waiting for us to get on Kumu, we are now on Kumu for tonight's stream. Say what's up to John Christopher in the comment section, who is a Union Banker.
Hey, yon, thank you for blessing us with the Union Bank X Lazada credit card.
Marami salamat, Union Bank. Question here from Julian in the comments. Charlotte and Becky, are they going to lose their titles at Crown Jewel, or will they pull off a switcheroo a la Street Profits and New Day from last year?
I know now that it's possible to pull off the switcheroo. So it's open to me as a possibility. So I'm not going to say na just because Becky is going to Raw, talo siya agad on Crown Jewel, diba? Or Charlotte, you know, loses to whoever she's going to face on Crown Jewel, diba? So I'm going to leave that. I don't think it's that cut and dry just yet. Although one can argue that, you know, she drops it to Sasha, right? And Sasha will feud. But I think the Becky and Bianca feud still has a lot of legs. And they will just move that over to Raw.
I feel like Raw wins here with Becky being on their brand because they need more of that star power over there. But then at the same time, I feel like a Charlotte and Sasha feud will always be one of their staples in the WWE. We've seen that time and again. And so, feeling ko, with this move that's happening right now, doon na din siya papunta eh. So, I don't think Sasha wins. I think she just chases after Charlotte's title.
All right. Let's talk about Jeff Hardy, because people in the comments were really loving the idea of Jeff Hardy taking on Roman Reigns. Kayo, what do you think of this?
Okay, no, I mean, like, okay, fine. If he really wants to, sure, he can still go a little bit, especially with the right opponent and the right match. If he is down for that, sure, okay. I don't mind him getting pushed to the championship picture because it means that the crowd, WWE is listening to the crowd, and the crowd is still clamoring for Jeff Hardy. Oh, I can't really argue against that, even though I'm not that big of a Jeff Hardy fan. So okay, if organic naman siya, so it's worth chasing, I think.
Yeah, so Jeff Hardy, kasi this is another example of them listening to the fans. So I don't think WWE is in a position to not listen to their fans anymore. Kasi, diba, grabe na yung competition sa kabila. So
right.
if they give Jeff Hardy his 5 seconds of fame or 15 seconds of fame in this scenario, why not, diba?
The island of relevancy. Siya,
yeah,
diba?
Yeah.
Let him shine for a bit, even if he's on, especially if he's on his way to retirement.
So looking back then, is Jeff Hardy a winner or a loser coming out of the draft?
It depends on what they do with him on SmackDown, kasi. Like, it's too early to tell, I think, kasi off the strength of him just competing for the US Championship, but that doesn't really indicate ano gagawin niya when he goes over to SmackDown, right? So if they do actually push him to the championship picture, then great. All good for them.
Emil's asking, was it you guys who said that fans need to give Jeff Hardy a break? Yes, that was last week.
Yeah, that was me. Yeah.
Hindi naman. Again, I am for Jeff Hardy to get a push, but he's not gonna like jump off a ladder into Roman Reigns.
Oh, you don't know that. You don't know that.
I mean, yeah, sure.
I don't want that. Not for Jeff's body.
Diba? So, parang feeling ko hindi naman yun mangyayari.
Bruce in the comments says, I forgot to point out that Cesaro should have been drafted to Raw this year. Actually, no, I'm happy with Cesaro staying on SmackDown.
You knew more well as a shuffle if he goes over to Raw, I think.
Yeah, feeling ko rin. Okay, more from our winners and losers list. Let's go back to the women. And I have Sasha Banks pegged here as a winner because, as Ro alluded to earlier, I think the likely possibility coming out of Crown Jewel is Sasha wins the title from Becky since it's the SmackDown title. Tapos Becky and Bianca are moving to Raw anyway.
Puede. One can hope, but it hasn't looked good for Sasha lately. And I think they have plans to pin Charlotte there as the top woman of the division. So I think it's not that great for Sasha. I mean, like, okay. She'll be there, but she'll have to fight Charlotte for her spot.
Yeah, she and Charlotte are going to end up feuding again like it was 2015.
Yeah, 2016. 2017.
Yeah. It's gonna be 2017 all over again. So feeling ko doon na din papunta yan.
What do you think about the biggest names in the SmackDown Women's Division all being heels? Charlotte, Sasha Banks, Shayna Baszler. And then yung mga babyface, puro yung mga up-and-comer. Like the Toni Storms and the... Naomi's not an up-and-comer. But, you know, like I think Naomi's the biggest babyface name now on SmackDown.
Di ba nagiging tweener na din si Naomi with the whole issue she has with Sonya Deville?
I mean, Sonya Deville's a heel.
Oh, okay. That's fair. Yeah. So ako, feeling ko, it's a good way to build up the new wrestlers, the new faces that appear on SmackDown, especially if you're not an NXT watcher, especially if you're a casual. Siyempre, you won't know who these people are right away. So it's a good way for them to build a story about that if they so choose.
Ikaro, any thoughts?
It's not that big of a deal to me. Like, okay, it's them being heels and then you're building up the up-and-comers as faces. That's fine. It gives crowds a reason to cheer for them, diba? And, you know, put the root for them as they move up in the ranks.
All right, next item on our list. Teams that got split up for no reason other than being drafted to separate brands. Obviously, I think they all lose here. From New Day, who can't even stay together for like a month, Team Jinder, Tamina and Natalya, Mason T-Bar, Shotzi and Knox. What do you think about all of these teams breaking up because of the draft?
I was okay with the New Day breaking up kasi nasanay na ako na mag-isa si Big E on SmackDown. And when they did that again, okay, I was like, fine, sure. I could use one more year without the New Day getting back together for real, for real. This is Big E's time to shine anyway. And I don't think that he really needs them right now all that much.
I feel glad that Mason T-Bar have finally broken up. at least then T-Bar gets to be Dijakovic again, maybe, hopefully. Here's hoping. And then we get to see those banger matches he had with Keith Lee in NXT. So we might see that down the ways. We don't know. I hope it happens. I hope Vince smartens up and realizes that it's also something that pleases the fans.
I do feel bad about that, though. I really wanted Mace and T-Bar to succeed as a team after leaving Retribution. Because I'm a big dude today. And there was no reason they were, you know, losing all the time to guys like Mansoor and Ali.
So magaling silang pareho.
Yeah, exactly. So,
magaling silang pareho, but I think they're also good in their own. Like, I don't think they needed to be a tag team.
I guess. But, you know, they were nice to have kasi. And they could have been so much more, I feel.
Speaking of a tag team that really just looked good together, Tamina and Natalya, they were a great team. I like how they had that common thread. I like how they're both powerhouses. They're both veterans. And again, for no reason, they go their separate ways. And that just makes me really sad.
That's super weird. I don't understand the logic of breaking up the women's tag teams because they brought up women from NXT anyway. And, you know, there were a lot of women to fill in the singles division ng mga babae. So I felt like they could have kept those teams around.
Tsaka, it's also a little sad because it doesn't speak well for their title reign. Na parang, hindi sila tag team. So people will easily forget that they were champions.
Yeah, that really sucks. I feel bad for Tamina and Natalya. Ro, I need to get your thoughts on Team Jinder splitting up. So Jinder and Shanky go to SmackDown. Veer stays on Raw. What do you think?
Veer is not the best, but he is improving quite nicely. And I think he was the strong link between him and Shanky. So I guess they have big hopes for Veer. Because it's like, what is it?
Million dollar arm.
Multi-sport athlete, right? So there is something there for Veer. Shanky isn't as good, so they have to work on him as well. I don't know lang if he's going to learn as much from someone like Jinder, who isn't really the best in the ring, is you know, capable lang, but not like a ring general or anything. So I guess they are there to provide bodies for the SmackDown Tag Team Division. I don't really mind that. I don't see them having a high ceiling over there. Severe might have won this split up.
Yeah, I feel like Veer has more of a potential with the background that he brings. So maybe they might have some use for him on Raw, especially since he has some acclaim with him. He has a movie about him. For
and he's an now, English so. Speaker. Like, relatively, yes, his English isn't as good.
So it leaves a lot more room to work with for creative. Diba? If they really wanted an Indian star, they have him already in Veer on the Raw.
All right. Let's go to our next loser on the list. And I'm going to say that the homeowners of Asheville, North Carolina, all lost because their police force has proven that you can't count on them to stop a B&E. What the hell?
No, it's their fault. They left the door unlocked.
I mean, the breaking and entering was on live television. The police could have come, and the fact that they didn't come.
Mas malalayo iniwan nila bukas.
What Asheville actually is.
What?
Asheville, for those of you that don't know, is actually the Portland of the South.
So okay, what does that mean? Like,
so it's full of hipsters and breweries. So hindi talaga effective yung police force nila, di ba? Kasi kung lahat kayo peace and love, wala talaga mangyayari sa inyo. Is what I'm saying here. So it's really not that surprising that they have an ineffective police force.
Pero iniwan nila bukas yung pinto, iniwan nila bukas yung ilaw.
It's a thing that they do in the States.
Okay.
It's a really? Thing that they do in the States. Yes, there are towns. There are towns. Kasi walang magdadao doon, Stan. Hindi lahat ng bansa parang Pilipinas. There are states, there are cities in the States where you can actually leave your doors open. So, ganun talaga.
Yeah, obviously we're talking about the segment where Seth Rollins broke and entered into Edge's house and
the cameraman. I thought,
yeah, and so did the cameraman, but he was a willing participant in the breaking and entering.
He was an accomplice, sir.
Oh, accomplice.
Parang yung kay Stephanie and Triple H and Stone Cold from the Attitude Era. Yung nagsapakan sila sa bahay or si Randy Orton and Triple H. Diba? Sabahan sila sa bahay, pero may camera crew kayo sa bahay. So, nung ginawa ng camera crew nung kinikidnap si Stephanie, diba?
You know, an underrated detail from that entire segment was how Seth opened the fridge, grabbed an apple and orange juice, and then left the fridge door open, which is a really pricky thing to do kasi yung kuryente nina Edge and Beth would keep running.
that's how much he hates Edge. He wants him to spend unnecessarily.
Yeah. And yes, to all the people in the comment section, Daniel and David are Dax Harwood and Cash Wheeler. So that was a nice little Easter egg that Edge slipped in there. Kasi tropa nga niya naman tong dalawa, diba? Like, they helped him train for his comeback. They're all from North Carolina. So it did make sense. And from the rumors and innuendo, parang wala namang heat on Edge for saying Daniel and David on TV.
Yeah, FTR actually played along with the mention by saying on Twitter that they'll get Seth's bitch ass, which they did not, apparently.
Yeah, because they got Darby's bitch ass instead. last thing on this segment, I actually appreciated that Seth made fun of Lyric and Ruby's drawings, but did not take them down. Because I would feel bad for the kids if he actually did.
Kasi tatay din siya, di ba? Babae din yung anak niya. So, maybe his kid is still too young to start drawing, di ba? So, I don't know, man. Maybe that's...
Baka mami, karama yung Seth Rollins.
Di ba? Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. That's what I was getting at, di ba? Tatay din siya. He also has a daughter, so...
All right. Next item on our list, our next name on our list, Dolph Ziggler. I think he's a winner, especially because this week on Raw, Creative actually took time to flesh out yung continuity niya with Big E and Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, that was a good thing for people who like the throwbacks, the callbacks. So if you're paying attention, this is what happened before. They like that. People love that. And it ties in well with a seemingly throwaway filler match between Big E, Big D, Big Bob, and DZ.
Speaking of Dolph Ziggler, ang ganda din ng week na to because this week was the anniversary, 5-year anniversary of that killer promo we did with The Miz.
Wow.
On SmackDown before.
Oo nga pala.
I took some memories ko kaya naalala. But at the same time, yeah, so if you're a big Dolph Ziggler guy, you know, this week was for you.
Yeah, it was 5 years ago when Dolph and The Miz made the Intercontinental Champion a main event worthy feud on SmackDown. So, you know, that was basically the height of the new era of the brand split. Also on our list for tonight, Saudi Arabia emerging as a winner. And here's why. Crown Jewel is officially a canon pay-per-view. Kasi diba, in the past, Crown Jewel was basically a house show na tinetelevised on the network.
The last Crown Jewel was already canon. It was the Crown Jewel before WrestleMania, diba? And that was like the last thing they got to do before the pandemic hit. And that was already canon because it replaced a pay-per-view. I think it replaced Fastlane last year. So you can't say that this Crown Jewel is the first canon Crown Jewel. So now we have to watch it. Now we have to take time to see what happens in WWE Saudi Arabia house show.
Actually, sobrang ganda ng matches that they've booked so far. Like, you know, just to be completely honest, right? They have Bobby Lashley versus Goldberg, potentially in finals ng King of the Ring and the Queen's Crown tournaments, which we'll get to in a bit. The Universal Championship match between Roman and Brock Lesnar, Big E and whoever he's facing for the championship. Like, so far, this Crown Jewel actually seems more exciting, like even more exciting than Extreme Rules.
It's Big E and Drew, you know.
Drew, oh, yeah, sorry, Big E and Drew. Pala. Right. So, yeah.
No, I would agree that it is looking better than Extreme Rules on paper. Because they actually were building up to this. So I felt like if this were the case, you probably didn't need Extreme Rules. You just needed it to have a pay-per-view for September.
Yeah, tama din yan kasi, diba, we were just talking about how there are too many gimmicky pay-per-views nowadays. Diba? You have Extreme Rules, you have Hell in a Cell, you have TLC. And it's hard to kind of separate them from one another, at least for me. So at least with this, we get something different in the mix. And at least, you know, with all the money Saudi Arabia is throwing at the WWE, the very least thing that WWE can do is actually make a good show.
So at least that
is worth something that is worth paying attention to.
And yung Crown Jewel is extra important this year because they explicitly announced during the draft on both SmackDown and Raw that the new rosters take effect right after Crown Jewel. So I like this move. I actually like it because it gives creative 3 weeks to tie up any loose ends they may have from ongoing stories or set up new ones as they head towards yung new Raw and SmackDown roster. So I wish they'd done this years ago. Na, okay, kung may draft ngayon, it takes effect a month from now or whatever.
Feeling it's just going to be an excuse for them to do like crossovers in the next couple of weeks. I think this is what's going to happen. Like, some of the new rosters are taking effect, but not all of them. You know, yung may mga kwento at Crown Jewel, hindi pa mag-e-effect. So I think it's their way to boost ratings and try to get everyone on the same network and all of that good stuff. Because they saw what it did for, you know, they saw what it did for the ratings of Raw. So we'll see on Friday, I guess.
Let's talk about the King of the Ring and the Queen's Crown tournaments kasi these were announced just a few days ago. And yung pinaka matunog na pangalan ngayon is Xavier Woods because he's been campaigning to be King of the Ring for years and years and years. So let me ask you guys, can Xavier Woods actually be King of the Ring?
I don't know if this tournament will be made for him, but I think he will be in it, and I think he will have a good chance. But I don't think he's going to win. I just don't know.
It's wrestling, so anything can happen, literally. But at the same time, Woods makes a compelling underdog argument for this whole tournament. Like, say if he goes up against other past kings like Nakamura and Corbin and whoever else they can throw in there, Woods will automatically be the smaller guy or the underdog in that scenario. So in a sense, dahil face pa siya, it makes for compelling storytelling in the ring, and it makes for a lot of people want to cheer for him, especially since the New Day is such a popular stable until today. So there's a case for him. There's a case to be made for Woods. Whether he wins is still another thing entirely.
Should a heel win King of the Ring?
Doesn't matter. Yung whether or not a heel or a face wins it, because what matters more is who is in it and what they're going to do afterwards. So until we find out who is going to be in the tournament, I can't tell you who should win it.
Yung kailangan ng king gimmick. yung kailangan ng king something. Yeah. King Xia Li or something.
Queen Xia Li.
Queen's Alley, diba? Or something.
Yeah, speaking of Queens, the Queen's Crown Tournament is a thing, and we also don't know who's in it. So I don't know if we can like predict about this point who's going to win it. But if you had to like throw something at the wall and see what sticks, which names would you put in there?
I'd put some of the NXT girls on there, like sila Toni Storm. Toni Storm might actually be part of that since wala pa naman siyang ginagawa.
Yeah. I'd put Nakamura in it because he actually needs to earn the title of king. Andre asks, ano yung stipulation ng King of the Ring when it receives a title shot? Well, they just receive the crown and the title of king.
They not get really to call a title themselves shot. King. They get to call themselves king. So
and kung bumibenta yung gimmick, you get to keep it for a while. Like see King Corbin, di ba? You got to keep it for a long while.
Yeah.
So there. Okay, let's talk about the NXT call-ups. And a lot of them are coming out here looking like winners. Let's start with Hit Row. So obviously, it's good for them because if you're going to go sa meta-narrative, if their contracts are going to get reworked, that means they're all going to be making money. So good for them. But even career advancement, it's so great. Na wala pa silang 1 year sa NXT, biglang boom, call-up na kayong lahat. And they all get to go to the main roster together. Which is not something that we saw with, for example, the Undisputed Era. That never happened for them, but it's happening for Hit Row.
Medyo main roster friendly kasi yung gimmick ng Hit Row. And I like that they recognize the value in these four African Americans. B-Fab isn't the best in the ring just yet, but I guess they can hide that with booking decisions as well. So it's good for them. May bodies as a tag team division, may bodies as a mid card, and may bodies as a women's division. So it's a good get. And I only hope that they treat the group with some respect. Because you never know what could happen.
Yeah, very interesting that Hit Row also goes to SmackDown, which I see as a better spot for them. And more importantly, Bianca's moving to Raw. So, you know, like Bianca and B-Fab have a similar look, right? With the long braids and stuff. Shempre,
yeah, yeah.
And B-Fab, it's silver. But still, you know, it's good to separate Hit Row then from Bianca and the Street Profits.
It's funny how you say that because as of last week or before last week, si Carmella tsaka si Liv Morgan magkamukha din, eh, diba?
Oo nga.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, no, that's a point to be made. Yeah. Other names on the list, Santos Escobar, even though he wasn't drafted, I think he's a winner here because he's likely going to be North American champion by next week.
That's true. There is only, you know, one way for him to go. And, you know, Swerve can't take the North American championship to SmackDown to answer Giancarlo's question. So, good for Escobar. He finally gets another championship.
Oh, nga. No, I'm pretty happy for Escobar. Like, I like where his career is going so far in about a year and a half since he first appeared on NXT. Austin Theory, also a winner because he's now in a storyline with Jeff Hardy, yung favorite niyo. So, that's pretty good.
For now, yeah, for now.
Yeah, I like how he pretended to fanboy and then laid Jeff Hardy out. That's an instant story that could take them through the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it also makes Austin Theory look so good if he ends up beating Jeff Hardy, diba? Because a vet puts him over.
Yeah, he's going to climb that ladder and make himself famous. Mia Yim, I say, is a winner here because she was actually drafted on Raw Talk. And she was drafted as Mia Yim, and they didn't mention her time on Retribution at all. And normally we make fun of it by saying, oh, retcon. But I think we can all agree that this is a step in the right direction.
But she got unmasked though as Reckoning, diba? And it was pretty clear that she was Mia Yim. That happened. So it's also kind of lazy. I hope they address it because it's already there. Dapat i-address mo na lang. Work a little harder to make it make sense, if you will. Good for Mia Yim though. She finally gets back on the roster after sitting out for so long, and they do need that extra body in the division.
Yeah, and she hasn't been seen on TV in a long, long time. So I am just so happy to see her again.
Yeah. Joseph is asking in the comment section, mas may story pa si Austin Theory kesa kay Karrion Kross, no? Right now, yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. They don't know what to do with Karrion Kross. Still.
So Kross is staying on Raw, diba?
Yeah, he is. So, ganun pa rin, I guess. I do hope he goes for a championship next. I mean, like, it's about time for him to go for the U.S. championship.
Or, you know, they could put him in the King of the Ring tournament and have him win.
Ah, pwede rin, oh, that's true.
It's going to be King Karrion Kross.
King Kross.
So, KKK. Oh, shit. That's not good.
We're going to have him wear a white hood next? Or...
No, sir. Let's stay away from that. That's about it on my list. May naisip pa ba kayo ibang winners and losers from the draft?
No, I think that's about it. I think we covered the worthwhile names for, you know, everyone who got drafted. It's a good shakeup again, as we mentioned. Really a lot of exciting things to look forward to after Crown Jewel, if, you know, they don't actually jump the gun and actually apply the new rosters before Crown Jewel. So yeah, good draft. I would say so. It was kind of boring that they just went through it like on random segments on the shows. But as a whole, though, the results were good.
So Ridge Holland, the winners, have any Adam?
Adam, yeah, why not? Silas says he gets a bump in his salary then, but by going to the main roster, now unahan pa niya si Keith Dunn.
Yeah,
right. And Baby Walter here says Jomo and Miz. Damn, they got split up, right? Jomo ends up on SmackDown.
Did he?
So he, right?
Did he, ba?
Yeah. I think Jomo goes back to SmackDown. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Jomo ends up on SmackDown, right? So at least then you give another vet the time to shine, like the Jeff Hardy spot, if you will. That's
apparently say that. Medyo sad lang na Miz and Morrison never got to do their feud, but that's because Miz is doing Dancing with the Stars.
That's super dumb. They should have known that Miz was going on.
They should have known. It's creative's fault.
Yeah,
it's parang, not a reason. Yeah.
Parang syempre naman papaalam ni Miz na magda-Dancing with the Stars siya, 'di ba? Hindi na nalaman na alis pala siya tapos nagpull you pull the trigger on a breakup.
It's pretty clear that they weren't really going to prioritize that. It's been very evident.
So Jomo's staying on Raw apparently. Okay, yeah. So no, Morrison and Miz are staying on Raw. So wala lang feud. It just hasn't happened.
Until Miz gets eliminated from Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah,
but just not now because he's still in the running. So yeah, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about AEW and we'll talk about AJ Lee's return to wrestling. Before we get to that, though, let's tell you about another way you can support the podcast, and that is through our friends over at Shopee.
Right, guys, it is 10-10 this weekend, so you know what that means. It is time to grab those deals from Shopee. All you got to do to support the podcast with your shopping on Shopee is to use our affiliate link. It is podlink.co/W9X, podlink.co/W, the number 9 and the letter X. All you got to do is use that on your mobile browser. It will take you to the app, add to cart, check out. And from there, you can, you know, help the podcast and help us do what we do here in the podcast at no extra cost to you.
And now a quick word from our other podcasts on Podcast Network Asia.
Hey, Chibi Liao here, host of the new podcast on Podcast Network Asia called Class Clown. Now, I try to learn about the world through the lives of different professionals each week alongside by another stand-up comedian. The topics are limitless, the jokes are aplenty, only here on Class Clown.
Let's get to some shout-outs over on Kumu.
So a lot of people letting their thoughts be heard up on Kumu. Sabi Scumageddon, Austin Theory being a smug a-hole really fits him. Tama yun, kasi pogi siya. He also says that Sheamus gonna go Grand Slam. He feels like a Nakamura Sheamus feud is in the future.
I want it, man. Also, I want to see it happen.
I wouldn't be mad if Nakamura drops to Sheamus just so that he can call himself a Grand Slam champion. Sabi ng the Kiki ones, pang ilang best na nag-implode ang women's tag division. Sabi din ni Reynard de Leon Bello, Brock Lesnar to SmackDown. Their Brock, as we've established, is a free agent. Also, syempre, meron tayong mga requisite halo-halos coming from the geeky ones.
Yay!
As well as, yun lang pala, sabi lang. Okay, tapos sabi ni Oscar Miguel, where is Walter going?
That's a good question. I don't know.
He wasn't drafted, so maybe stateside NXT.
Yeah, Imperium made their NXT 2.0 returns, right, this past week. So it might be a matter of time until Volta joins them. So sana.
Sabi din ni Riven Raiders, hey WWE, are you AEW against WWE? You can get
but thank you. We are not against anyone, yeah.
Yeah, we are not against anybody. We're about to talk about AEW or the like. Thank you. Sabi ni Oscar Miguel, the Walter versus Brock in the future? Question mark. Probably, we don't know. Again, it's too early to tell. But thank you for everybody joining us here on Kumu. Please keep hitting those hearts and letting them know that you love that wrestling talk.
Hey, you know what Walter match I want to see? Walter versus Rey Mysterio custody of Dominic ladder match.
Wow. Okay. Oh,
All right, let's go to AEW and let's talk about Hangman Page, who triumphantly returned and won the casino ladder match. So, Shane Joker, what do you guys think about this way of bringing Hangman back?
Yeah, it's good. I was afraid actually that it was going to be another big name signing from the free agency pool. So, I'm glad it was Hangman. It wasn't a name I was expecting at all. And I'm glad he's back and I'm glad he's gotten his title shot again. So we're not getting Kenny versus Brian for the championship. We're getting Kenny versus Hangman for real this time. And, you know, he skirts around the whole thing about never getting another championship shot again, diba?
Yeah, feeling ko, it's first of all, I thought it was Bray for some reason because they were in Rochester and it's Brody Lee's hometown. So
no, that was last week. Then
and they're in Philly this week.
Philly this week? Okay, my bad. So I had a feeling that it would be somebody else. I didn't expect it to be Hangman. So for him to be back so soon in the middle of the storyline is actually good because it gives him a role to play right away. I feel like they can have Kenny drop the title without him while still being able to face Brian because I don't think that match needs a title, actually. It's just like wrestling for wrestling's sake.
Yeah, I agree.
So kung gagawin nila yun in the future, then let them do it, din ba? But then at the same time, you also give a new star like Hangman the shine.
You know what I like about this? See, Hangman Page is now at a point where he's universally recognized as a top babyface. And that's not something I could have said about him 2 years ago. Like when he was in that feud against Chris Jericho, parang hindi pa ako bilib sa kanya, but yung arc niya to get to this point, and then now na in real life, he's a dad. We also know na, you know, he's actually a Democrat, and that the way his story has been built up in kayfabe has also really made him a very sympathetic babyface. So, ang galing lang, I'm just really amazed at how the pops are strong for this guy and how he's just universally accepted as the next guy.
Yeah, well deserved. It means that his push is organic. You're not gonna find anyone saying, "Oh, pilit lang siya, pilit lang yung pagka-push sa kanya." He's basically he's not Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, pretty much. somebody in the comments is asking. See, Roman J. He's asking, "Who is Leo Rush feuding with in AEW?" He's feuding with Dante Martin, it seems, based on the promo. So that is happening. Okay. Okay, let's talk about the TBS Championship. They announced that this week, and it's the supposedly secondary women's championship sa AEW. Your thoughts about this one being named after the channel again?
Okay lang. They already established that precedent with the TNT Championship. So if you are going to have another network championship, then who's stopping you, right? I guess the only gripe I have against it is that it's not very creative at all. Like, oh, you could have called it something else, diba? But I guess I don't know as well what you would call a secondary women's championship on the show. So it's a good thing that they have given the women another prize to fight for. It's just that they better give the women more time to fight.
Yeah, and I agree. It's not very creative at all. Like, I can't wait for them to be on Turner Classic Movies. So we get a Turner Classic Championship.
TCM so, Championship. or the Cartoon Network title, as Britt Baker said.
Or the CNN belt, di ba? Parang, alam ba yan, lahat ng network.
Lahat ng channel.
Lahat ng channel sa cable, may title na sila. It's very uncreative on their end. And tama si Roe. If they're gonna give the women something to do, they better give them the time to do it because their women's booking is terrible at this point.
To be fair, though, they actually gave the women some time this week in the form of Hikaru Shida and Serena Deeb. Like, they actually made a story out of somebody pointing out, now, hey, Shida's closing in on win number 50. So they made a story out of that. They turned Serena Deeb heel, and now they've started a feud between Serena and Shida.
Yeah, pero yung pa rin yung only women's match of the night, you know? That's the only women's match they had advertised. That's the problem. When you still have 80% of matches being guys' matches, Siba. So that is what we're calling out here. And you can't always fix with putting in another women's segment. But, you know, sad for Hikaru Shida. Although that doesn't mean that she won't ever get her 50th win. It just means that she'll be delayed in doing so.
Yeah, because she has to get through Serena Deeb first.
Yeah.
Somebody asked, see, Emil, he asked, why isn't Hangman considered one of the pillars of AEW? Isn't he also pegged as a future face? Feeling ko hindi siya sinama kasi hindi naman niya ka-batch or ka-generation tong sina MJF, Sammy Guevara, etc.
Saka, he was part of the Elite heading in. Remember that? So, he was kind of part of the dynasty. And I don't think that they were the batch of young guys, or he was part of the batch of young guys that was referenced by the promo.
Yeah, yeah. Those four guys, yung four pillars, they're all in their mid-20s. And Hangman's actually late 20s or early 30s na.
So Hangman is exactly 30 years old. So he's a lot older than everybody else.
Yo,
there you go. So kuya siya nina Jungle Boy, nina Sammy Guevara, di ba?
And he's also been wrestling a lot longer than everybody else.
That's true. He's
still on on ROH, and the first time I remember seeing him was on ROH. So, medyo matagal na din siya.
Right, right. Let's talk about CM Punk now. So, he appeared on Dynamite earlier, and then it was announced that it's going to be CM Punk versus Daniel Garcia. So, eto, Chino, you want to get into this one?
No, that's me. That's me.
I sorry, you're wrong. Okay, go. Go.
All right, so Conan brought up on his podcast recently, Keeping It 100, Conan, made criticism on how CM Punk is being booked, right? So CM Punk wants the matches with the younger guys, with the Powerhouse Hobbs, with the Darby Allins of the world, with the Daniel Garcias of the world, when he could be making himself and AEW way more money by having the dream matches like Byron Danielson's doing, right? So I wanted to get your thoughts on whether Conan has a point here. Do you think that Punk should be doing what he wants and feuding with the younger guys? Or should he be doing the big name blockbuster matches?
Ikaw, Chino, you can go first.
I think Punk needs to do whatever makes Punk happy. and if this makes him happy, no, seriously, kahit mukha siyang joke answer, I feel like CM Punk will do what CM Punk wants to do. Right, and I don't think CM Punk, it's in his priority list for him to wrestle dream matches. He's not really that type of wrestler just yet. Right? He wants to use his clout to put people over. Let him, right? Kasi it builds their future up better. Yes, hindi kayo kita ng malaki now, but by doing this, CM Punk is setting AEW up for a bright future. And if he has enough foresight to do that, then go for it, Punk.
Yeah, I actually think it's a forward-thinking move. I agree with Chino. Kaya ako natawa because, you know, we're on the same wavelength here. Na the reason why CM Punk left the business is because he couldn't do what he wanted to do anymore. He saw no joy in it. And if he finds joy in putting younger talent over, then who is Conan or anyone really to judge Punk for doing it? I think the fact that Punk has been appearing regularly on TV and on any AEW property is already a win for AEW. So having him on the show draws eyeballs and asses to the seats. So, like, what more do we have to ask from Punk?
I don't know. I guess I kind of see Conan's point because, you know, as a guy analyzing the business as well. But yeah, you're right. Punk should do what he wants. He should find joy in wrestling, a sport that has kicked him out before. So if he really wants to put the younger guys over, I hope he starts losing soon because that's the only way to put the younger guys over.
Yeah, definitely he should start losing soon instead of saying that he wants to put guys over. That doesn't do anything for them.
Basically, the Cody Rhodes playbook.
Oh, yeah. Yun pa.
Emil, ano yung naririnig mo every episode? I'm not sure what you're referring to.
I guess this thing about Punk and what he wants to do with himself, diba? And with his time in AEW.
Yeah, yun nga, si Punk din kasi, diba, has this ugali of being very mercurial. So I think when you have a mercurial guy on your roster, you might as well just keep them happy by letting them do what they want to do to be happy. I think it's as simple as that.
Yeah, I don't think Punk is the type of work rate wrestler that we think we know he is. Diba? Parang yep. Yung siya, banger matches with Daniel Bryan, banger matches with Kenny Omega. I don't think he's ever been that type of wrestler. Diba? I think he's a great storyteller and his strengths are what allow him to put other people over nga. So I feel like kung doon siya masaya, then let him do what he's good at.
That's right.
All right. So today we're really happy because a woman stepped up. Lenny Robredo has announced her candidacy for president, but another woman stepped up to the forefront of wrestling once again. AJ Mendez is back and she's been announced as the executive producer and a commentator on WOW Women of Wrestling. So if you're not familiar, this is a promotion that has existed for a while and yung owner niya is Jeannie Buss. As in that Jeannie Buss, anak ni the late Dr. Jerry Buss who used to own the LA Lakers. So what do you think about AJ Mendez unretiring from pro wrestling in this capacity?
The thing is, WOW wasn't a super big property. So I do hope that by being associated with WOW, di sana ano, maboost na yung company and the people working for them. If it makes her happy as well, then great. Let her do what she wants to do.
Yeah, there are a lot of current female wrestlers that actually wrestled for WOW. No buhay pa siya, diba? You have your Serena Deeb, Kira Hogan, as late as Kira Hogan, also appeared for WOW. So, may history sila for women's wrestling. And women's wrestling definitely needs more of an exposure, diba? Especially if you have, the money behind it, diba? With AJ being the executive producer and one of the people commentating, at least we know that there's a forbidden door possibility there. But at least may possibility siya to work with other women in AEW, with Impact, with ROH, or wherever. Kasi with New Japan, even. Because that's what the women desperately need now, especially in AEW.
Yeah, I'm pretty optimistic just because whenever you have a fledgling promotion or a promotion being revived, the question is always money. And when you have a name like Jeannie Buss associated with this promotion, I think it's safe to say that there's money there because, the Buss family is known for their money and known for being, for really going all in their pursuits of, sports and entertainment, wrestling now being under that portfolio. So I will keep tabs on this, and I think a lot of us will keep tabs on this to see where this goes. For now, it's a pretty good announcement. Yeah, we haven't mentioned the fact that Tessa Blanchard was the biggest name that they trotted out there dun sa press con.
Yeah, that's gonna be interesting
though. Yeah. That's gonna be interesting, especially with how they handle Tessa's character.
Yeah,
are they gonna sweep it under the rug and act like she's not a horrible person? I don't know. I really don't.
Yeah, so that's going to be at least their big buzzworthy feature on WOW.
Yeah. Just to make it clear, none of us know Tessa Blanchard in real life. None of us have met her. But, we have seen the allegations. So there are stories of alleged misdeeds on the part of Tessa Blanchard. So, again, that's for WOW to, address and to clear or resolve or whatever.
Maybe they just recast her as Liberty Bell or Allison Brie's character. Maybe they do that with Tessa Blanchard.
Zoya the Destroyer.
Zoya the Destroyer.
Oh, boy. So there, those are the big items from this week in wrestling. If you missed out on anything, please leave them in the comment section or hit us up on Twitter at Wrestling2XPod or on TikTok at Wrestling2XPod. As we wind down here, let's get to our picks of the week. Yes, it's the time for all of you in the comment section to get in on the picks of the week as well as we get to ours. Let's start with, I'm going to start. My pick of the week is the Bayley Matthews debut from NXT UK. So if you haven't seen Bayley Matthews yet, he's now known as Charlie Dempsey. He's the son of William Regal. And he's like a bigger Zack Sabre Jr. Sobrang nakakatuwa yung ano yan, the way he wrestles. And I love his finisher. Somebody on the internet called it the stupid hold, because if you get locked in it, then you are stupid. You'll know it when you see it. It's such a really painful hold. So sobrang enjoy ko.
Yeah. My pick of the week is from Rampage, Nick versus Bryan Danielson. The match that should have been a main event but was not. So go watch that if you haven't seen it yet.
My pick comes from Dynamite, and it's the Casino Ladder Match. Well, it's a creative spin to the current the current Casino Battle Royals we've been seeing. So it just goes to show that AEW has that capacity to spin the casino concept into other things.
Yeah, to be fair, hindi naman ito yung first time, diba, na they had the Casino Ladder Match. I think this has happened before.
Yeah, it's been a thing. No, it's just that they. I think it's the first time they didn't do it on pay-per-view. I could be wrong there.
Yes. It looks like it.
Yeah, okay. Tsaka pick of the week ko si Lenny Robredo. Yun din.
I think pick of the week nating lahat si Lenny Robredo. Okay, let's get to the picks of the week. From the Peanut Gallery, si Leo says, Bobby Fish versus Sammy Guevara and the Men's Casino Battle Royal from earlier.
Wait, this is not si Admin Jackie. Escape the Undertaker. I didn't know that was out. Oh,
yeah, it's already out.
May gagawin na ako tonight.
Okay. Yes. It's apparently only 30 minutes and you can spend your time choosing between the different choices.
Bandersnatch.
It's WWE Bandersnatch, yes, with seven different endings or however many there are.
Later.
Emil says, yung pick of the week niya, Okada versus Sanada from day 10 of the G1. Neil Patrick says AJ Mendez's return to pro wrestling. John Christopher's pick of the week is Adam Page's return. Si Boswaki, yung fatal four-way tag match sa NXT 2.0. That was pretty fun. Bruce's pick of the week is our audio-only episode about the Forbidden Door Dream Matches. That's out on Spotify now, by the way, if you haven't heard it yet. Thank you, Bruce, for putting that over. As well as Ishii versus ZSJ from the G1. Si Giancarlo, Broken Skull Sessions with Seth Rollins. Yeah, that's really, really fun. I'm glad you took the time to see it. And si Adam, pick of the week niya is Harlan's NXT debut kahit nakinalbo siya. Parang siyang Snitsky, actually.
Yeah. He looks like one of my friends in China. So I don't know why they did that, but it does look sinister. I will give him that.
Yeah. Aries' pick of the week is MJF using the skateboard to choke Darby Allin. And for that, may plus points na rin yan from me. Roman J's pick is Tony D'Angelo's debut on NXT. Yeah, he's pretty over.
He's pretty over. Apparently, a lot of people love mobsters.
Hey, man, Many Saints of Newark is out. So, malay mo, di ba? May Soprano Survival.
Sinabay nila.
Di ba? Malay natin. Joseph Cello brings up a good one. CM Punk on sneaker shopping.
Yes. Yes, that's really good.
A very unexpected collaboration. Uh-huh. I liked it too. Yeah.
I'm wondering if yung Jordans na sinuot niya sa Dynamite ngayon na binigay niya dun sa batang na cosplay as Orange Cassidy, yun ba yun yung binili niya?
Yeah. He bought two pairs, two breads, and what he was wearing now, he gave them to that kid.
Swerte ng bata. Okay, last na to for the picks. Jasmine Zyriel says, Big D and Big E versus the Dirty Dogs or Big Bob and DZ. Good stuff.
Big Bob.
Yeah, that's going to stick for a while. That's good. All right, let's get to some plugs before we get out of here. Ro, anything happen on your end?
No. Just go follow us on TikTok, guys, at Wrestling2XPod for your questions and whatever you want us to react to. I will react. We will react. Always good time.
And check out smarthenry.com for your wrestling news and reviews as well. Chino, what's happening on the Class Clown?
So for next few weeks, we have a few huge guests coming on the Class Clown podcast, starting, of course, with the OG pod parents, Jim and Sam. That episode is dropping next week.
Wow, that's a great get.
Then we also have another episode with the one and only Nolong Balinan of the Cool Pals. Hey. And then right after that, we also have the episode that I posted up about a few weeks ago. Very, very timely then. Mr. Chel Jokno joins me on the Class Down podcast. So a few huge guests to almost close out. Hindi pa naman tapos, but almost close out season number two till I go away for a few.
All right.
Also, please check out the Cool Pals Online Comedy Festival. It is the longest, it's going to be the longest comedy festival ever attempted in the Philippines. So it's 5 days, five comedy shows from October the 26th to the 30th, capped off by the longest comedy show in the Philippines. So for all the information, all the details, all the tickets, all the comedians that are appearing, head over to thecoolpals.com or to my Linktree, linktr.ee/chinosupersized.
All right. For me, dun sa On Deck, I've got a new episode with Renzo Magnaya of Play FM. We busted some radio myths, so that is out on Spotify. And then I've got my last two guests na rin, for season 3 of On Deck. That's in the can. I'll be announcing them in the next few weeks. And like Chino, please check out my work over at linktr.ee/stansysays, StanSysays. Big shout outs to our babyface producers behind the scenes for all the work that they do. To Tiff, who set up yung StreamYard natin for this week. Go check out her music. Outer Space is out now on Spotify and wherever you get your music. Again, it's Outer Space, Tiffany Towers. By that, that's what she goes by on Spotify.
No, it's just Tiffany.
Sorry.
Speaking of Outer Space, it's on the latest episode on that note with Babyface producer Miguel. So may PNA interloping na nagaganap
sa episode. Interloping.
No, but it's a good episode. I actually listen to it.
Nice. Yeah, we support our Babyface producers, especially yung mga podcasts din nila. So yeah, Babyface producer Gels behind the scenes right now. And show some love to Babyface producer Nikai, who's under the weather right now. So she's out of commission. She'll be back by next week, right? Thank you to everybody, all the viewers, all the listeners, people on Kumu, all the subscribers. Thank you for following the Wrestling Podcast and for joining us every week on these streams. We'll catch you next week for another audio-only episode. And then, of course, makita-kita tayo ulit next Thursday at 7 p.m. here on Kumu or on Facebook. But until then, though, please stay safe. Mask up, double mask if you can. Follow us on social media. Register to vote kung kaya pa. And go get vaccinated if you can. Don't be a Kyrie Irving, all right? And by 2022, let's go out and vote. Let's make it happen. Hashtag LabanLenny 2022. On behalf of Ro Moran and Chino Liao, my name is Stan C, and we are out of here. Bye-bye.
Peace.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.